This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome, everybody, to today's ILTA podcast, recording entitled Change Management in a Virtual World. I'm your moderator today. My name is Holly Hanna, and I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie. I am thrilled to be joined by our speaker today. Sharon Ford is the Change Management Manager, also here at Perkins Coie, and somebody I work with a lot. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So over the past 2 years, people have gone through a tremendous amount of change. Does the pace of change in the world at large impact how we talk about change internally to our stakeholders and end users?
I think we have to be realistic in sharing that the pace of change is not going to slow down in the future, but we need to do that without presenting a negative perspective. So we need to help people realize that even if they can't control all the changes that they are going through, they can help themselves through change. And I've developed some training at Perkins Coie called Surviving and Thriving Through Change. And that training talks about some actions that people can take. So let me give a few examples. Some of these are pretty common sense ones, but it's kind of good to hear that. So one of the things that is in that training is ask when you don't understand something, or even if you think you do understand the change, confirm it to make your assumptions are correct. Oftentimes, either the rumor mill or your perspective of something assumes that, oh gosh, this is no good. And so we need to check those perspectives. And we've had that happen with projects where somebody assumed something that was completely different. And so when they sat down with one of the project team members, we were able to go, well, no, that here's what's actually happening. And that can help the individual go, oh, okay, so maybe it's not so bad, or just get a better understanding of what's coming down the road. Yeah. So that's one thing. Another one is, I heard this quote from Simon Sinek about a year ago, feel all the feels. And so for changes, I interpret that as, you know there are going to be ups and downs with any change. Even with changes that you want or changes that you initiate, there's going to be dips. So it's okay, you know, embrace those dips or those negative feelings, but don't dwell in that place. Figure out what your concerns is or what the issues are and who you need to talk to or what you need to do so that you can move forward. And a third one is adopt an opportunity mindset about the change. So maybe I don't like everything about a change. Is there one positive thing you can think of? Is there one opportunity that comes out of this that might be good for you? Have you had experience with this somewhere else at a different firm or at a different company? And can you lend your voice on, hey, this worked really well, or here's some things to be aware of? Or maybe there's some more responsibilities you can take on without a true promotion at that time, but those responsibilities will lead to potentially a promotion or a job change. So again, just kind of summarizing all that, it's, you know, things are going to continue to change at a rapid pace, but we need to help lead ourselves through change as well as other people that are driving the change.
I think that makes a ton of sense. And I feel like that's really about taking ownership of the change and not feeling like you're just kind of caught up in something, but feeling like you're actually controlling it a little bit.
Exactly.
Are there aspects of change management that become more important when we're communicating with a hybrid workforce?
I think one of the biggest is to use multiple vehicles. You know, that's really always been true for change management, but it becomes even more important when people aren't all in the same location at the same time. You lose some of that word of mouth opportunity. So you need to leverage as many opportunities to communicate as you can. Another fact that's always been true, but is even more important, and I would say not only because of hybrid work, but also because the amount of information people receive has increased so much, is that you need to communicate more than you think you need to. There's a concept in marketing that says you need to say it 7 times before a message sticks with the consumer. And so I found that to be true when communicating about change. People may hear part of a message initially, but saying it multiple times using multiple vehicles helps people understand and learn more about the change in a way that they can consume it.
Yeah, and I've certainly seen that at work as we've kind of worked through some different things. Are there other specific issues or gotchas that people involved in change management efforts may not realize are going to be problems?
One thing I think that we just need to be aware of is cascading communications don't always work. So let me sort of clarify what that means. Cascading communications really means relying on your leaders to share information with their teams. And I'm not saying it doesn't work at all, because sometimes it does. Some people are really good at that, but some aren't. And I also want to clarify, I think it's really important to share information with leaders before you share it more broadly, because typically somebody is going to turn to their direct supervisor and ask a question about the change. And if the supervisor has no idea what's going on, they obviously aren't going to be really supportive of that change. So, you know, it's not, don't use cascading communications at all. It's just that they shouldn't be the only vehicle to rely on when you're talking about communications about a change. One other topic that I don't know if it's a gotcha necessarily, but it's certainly something to be aware of, is that change management work takes time. Engagement, communications, all the things that are involved in, you know, large impactful changes. So if you don't have a full-time resource dedicated to change management, it's going to be harder to help with that resistance and to increase that adoption.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because the more that I work on projects, the more I realize that the technical piece is important, but the way that it's going to be successful is how effectively you communicate the change that you're proposing for people.
Exactly. And some of it, you know, some of it gets down to the level of how does this impact me, or what's in it for me. And that's why it is important to make sure that the direct supervisors and managers understand what the change is first, so that they can kind of translate it to their teams. But it really is key. And, you know, when we talk about communications, I think we're going to also talk about tailoring the message. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the key things. Yep.
And that was going to be my next question is, you know, we know that we need to tailor the message to the audience when we're communicating about change. But do we think about this differently when, you know, supervisors and employees are in different places? They're not in the same area anymore.
I mean, I think that goes a little bit back to what I mentioned about the multiple vehicles, but I think hybrid is a part of it that we need to consider. But I think it's also various generations in the workforce today and how they like to communicate. So, for example, a lot of millennials and Gen Z like communicating like text messaging or small group conversations. And I wouldn't say that firm-wide communications have really started to move to that, but I see more and more small groups or one-on-one conversations going sort of outside of email and into a quick touch point text messaging. So we need to think about how people are working, and applications that are easily accessible on a mobile device are becoming more important in a hybrid environment. That's one of the things. I think also collaboration tools like MS Teams and other applications that provide a place other than email where people can refer to previous conversations or maybe just get caught up if they didn't attend a meeting. That's another vehicle that's really important to kind of make sure you're getting the message to the audience in a hybrid environment. One other thought on that, obviously, if you think back to pre-pandemic time, most calls were conference calls, not video calls. So after 2 years, I really don't see most people going back to straight conference calls. I think there'll be some sort of a mix of video always involved as we have in-person meetings and people are hybrid as well. But I think it's more about considering vehicles, since delivering that tailored messaging to the audience has always been a part of an effective change management program.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. If you could provide our listeners with one or two takeaways for putting together a successful change management initiative in a hybrid environment, what would they be?
I think it ties back to, you know, what we've already talked about. One would be to communicate more than you think you need to. Again, not only because of the hybrid environment, but also because people are easily distracted given the amount of information they receive on a daily basis. And that communication, though, can't be pages and pages of content. You need to focus on important details and then build those details over the multiple times you communicate. And another aspect I would say is visual communication. Use visuals as much as possible or whenever possible. And that includes things like infographics, things like videos, other graphic content. It just catches people's attention. So it increases the chance that people will pay attention to your message if you include that. So that's one. Another one, I would say it ties back to the comment about effective change management is not a part-time job, you know, especially for those initiatives that have big impact or may have a lot of resistance. But I want to clarify, it's really not just a change management resource that's needed. The sponsor, the steering committee, other leaders need to be willing to spend time including participating in engagement activities and communicating about a change.
Yeah, I think that, you know, executive leadership on this sort of thing is key, and the understanding that it's not just rolling out technology, it's also making sure that people understand how it impacts them.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that hasn't changed, it, you know, people always talk about change management as a mix of art and science. So while there's a framework or a methodology that people use to implement change, really no two projects are alike. So you've always had to adjust, and we'll really need to continue to do that as we learn more about what a hybrid workplace will be like. I mean, obviously I don't have all the answers, and I really don't think anyone else has all the answers, because we're really just starting to live it now. So I would say, you know, there will be a lot more information that will come after we truly live in the hybrid workplace for a while and continue to learn about what works and what doesn't.
I think that's a fantastic point. Thank you so much, Sharon, for your time and expertise today. And thank you to the audience who will be tuning in soon. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.